So then number three, we're looking at know your somatic money agreements. Let's do a little bit of concept first, and then I've got a story for you. I got to build some building blocks for you. So it's going to be a little bit technical, and then we'll put the pieces of the puzzle together. So we've gone through body, money, presence, and getting present in your body with your money. And then we've gone through beginning to get vulnerable, like noticing where your vulnerability is triggering in your body with your money relationship. And where this leads to is actually an even deeper, more profound space. So let's begin with the first concept that with money agreements, knowing your money agreements. Even though our entire body vibrates with money relationship, the home of money relationship rests in the second chakra. So that's right here. So root chakra is at the base of the spine. Second chakra is your pelvic region. So, and it's above root and below solar plexus. Is this funny?
Well, yeah. I didn't even know that this where their money.
Yeah.
Oh. You know, I mean that everything kind of, you know, stems from that. It's, you know, it's like birth.
Exactly, because so second chakra is procreation, co-creation, partnership, and money. So a year ago at this time, occasionally I get real pissy with my spirit team because I want to learn or know something and it's not exactly, you know, available to me. And so about a year ago at this time, I started having a conversation with my spirit team going, I get second chakra, co-creation, procreation, sex, making love, partnership. And then there's this thing, money, sitting right there. And I was really locked onto money as an object. And I really didn't see how money as an object fit in with the second chakra of partnership. And I was really looking at that, And I began, like, unpacking it Jackson Pollock style, like, you know, lots of notes on a big board trying to figure this thing out. And then it illuminated to me. Like, it revealed itself to me. So remember that story I told you about Diane and the Ascended Master saying, please go get present during your money transaction? I unpacked that. I took a real close look at it. And what happens in our culture is we are so focused on just zooming through a transaction, we don't notice the intricacies that happen there. So imagine that you're at Target. You've got a few items. They're going across the conveyor belt. The clerk is, you know, beep, 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 putting them in the bag. So at a transaction point, the store is releasing a product or service, and you are receiving that product or service. And then at the same time, you're handing your money across to the clerk. So you're releasing your money, and the clerk is representing Target, is receiving that money. So you have release, receive, receive, release. Guess what that is? That's the masculine and the feminine. The masculine releases, the feminine receives. Every time we're doing a money transaction, we're making love with the universe. I think that's so cool. Right, Anna? Yeah.
I definitely want to be present for that one. Is that why we get our little tingles?
Yes. So, what you need to know is that every time that you're in a money transaction space, it's not synthetic, it's not antiseptic, it's actually very rich. And if you are zooming through it and avoiding it, you're avoiding a lot of experience and experiential data and a lot of what's going on there. And what I've learned that the transaction space is layered in rich energies and nuances. And so when we get present there, we're actually getting present with, if you think about it, four different actions going on at the same time. Release, receive, receive, release. There's four actions there. And there's, in a basic transaction, there's two things exchanging, money and object and service. So there's essentially six elements going on there. And then the people representing either end, so that's eight. So there's literally eight elements at a point of transaction. Well, guess what eight is? Eight is the number of infinity. So this is where it all multiplies. So why are we racing through this? This is why we need to be present here. What I've also learned is at that point of transaction where that's all going down, there are, what I've come to find, four sacred elements vibrating through your body every single time you do a transaction. And whether this is you paying bills at your computer, or you're receiving money from a client, or you're putting cash in the offering plate, wherever you're at where that exchange is happening, there are always four elements. And that's number three. What are those four elements that go on there? Masculine money, feminine money, money value, and money power. Those are the elements vibrating through our body at any given moment in a money transaction. It's the relationship. And those money elements, and each of those money elements, I'll talk about them in a second, each of those money elements have about 10 things going on inside of them. And those elements are what's vibrating in that transaction, and that's what makes up our conscious and subconscious agreements. The agreements are the glue that keep it all together. The transaction is the movement, okay? So, see how, somebody told me, because I think this part is so fascinating, somebody told me once, they said, God, you are just a metaphysical money geek, Dana. And I'm like, I know, it's so cool, isn't it? So, is everybody staying with me so far? Is this making sense? Okay, so we've got money transaction of the eight elements and everything moving back and forth and making love with the universe and being present with it. And then we've got money agreement that is the layering of that, and it flavors. It flavors the type of transaction that we have, okay? So let me real briefly, I can spend a whole day on the four sacred money elements, but let me real briefly tell you, like outline what those are. So masculine money, that's your money IQ, your rationale, money logic, money analytics. It's spreadsheets, it's bank statements, it's the object of money. Money, masculine money is most of what our country runs on. This is where people really relate with money in our culture. It's objectified, it's tactile, it's physical. Masculine money is also the vessel. It's the holding of the shape and the form. It's the scaffolding. It's the framework, okay? Masculine money is also support, and masculine money is also protection, and masculine money is also the releasing energy relating with money, okay? All of these, then, are either in balance or out of balance, and As I go through the remaining three, you'll see as they're in balance and out of balance, they push one another in balance and out of balance. And my job with folks is to begin to find out both consciously and subconsciously how they're in balance and out of balance with the four sacred money elements. So masculine money. Did everybody get that really fast, rough outline? Okay. Feminine money is money EQ. It's money emotion, money emotional intelligence. It's your money intuition. This is your gut instinct with money. It's your money emotion, how you're feeling and in psychology or philosophizing about money in any given moment. It's also the receiving of money, so it's money flow. It's money nurturance, patience, self-care. It's the space that says, no matter what happens, we're always going to be okay. That's feminine money. It's especially that when masculine money and feminine money integrate and are talking with one another, and they're able to hold the space of the framework and the flow. So this would be like the river running through the riverbank, or the ocean washing up on the certain space of the shore, or a lake, the bowl shape of a lake that's holding the water. This is the relationship between masculine money and feminine money. I forgot to mention it before. The second chakra is the water chakra. So money is very relatable with water. And I found through my work and what my clients talk about, a lot of times people language money in water elemental terms. Frozen accounts, the flow of money. It's all interrelatable. It's very amazing. Okay, so that was feminine money. Money value is going to be the quality of the energy that you have with money. It's also your self-esteem in relationship with money, your self-worth, your self-value. To me, money value is pretty obvious on the surface. But again, I got like a little pissy last summer, and I'm like, there's more here. I want to know what that is. And I bugged my spirit team until an archangel dropped into my space and was like, okay, we'll tell you. And what she said, which is what this archangel, this feminine archangel said to me, she said, Dana, money value is about knowing who you are. And I was like, oh, that's interesting. Money value. Value is knowing who you are. And this thing about knowing who you are is very related with identity then. Okay? And identity then is related with throat chakra. Being seen, being heard, speaking truth. In the marketplace, knowing who you are and identity is branding. So where, and I didn't say this before, but where value and worth that's also in the marketplace, price. The price of an item, the price of the service, the worth of it, the willingness to be able to exchange at that rate, right? So then we would get into knowing who you are. Well, that's identity, and so that's your internal knowing who you are, and in the marketplace, that's the branding of what's your brand identity. And that's why companies that have really invested in their brand, we know who they are. And they will do everything to protect that brand. That's all in the realm of money value. Okay? Then when we get to money power, and I'm beginning to shift that from money power to money empowerment. Somebody recently wrote an article that I really liked showing the difference between power being a manipulative, forceful energy and empowerment being an empathic energy. And that is a really nice adjustment, I thought. So I'm looking at calling it money empowerment, and money empowerment is about, where money value is about the quality of the vibration of the energy, money empowerment is about the amplification or the amplitude of that energy. So this is that solar plexus energy, the I am space, that sense of saying, I am here now. That's your money empowerment energy. And when you're in that space, physics says to us, no two things can occupy the same space at the same time. And so when we're willing to go, I am here, and be in empowerment, we're basically claiming that energy. And that's the root of this energy, where money value is about knowing who you are. Money empowerment is about claiming it. Taking ownership. It would be like if you're at a concert or speaking engagement or some sort of show, and you look at the person on the stage and go, oh my God, they are owning their shit. They really know it, and they've got it, and they're there, and they're owning it, they're claiming it. And so that sense of claiming an ownership is in the money empowerment department. And when you combine it with money value, claiming the knowing of who you are, claiming ownership of knowing who you are, that's when those two begin to meld and work together. Each of these elements stand on their own and vibrate on their own, but they also are very interactive and integrative with one another. And I find that when one is in balance, it pushes others out of balance. Four sacred money elements is kind, to me, it's like finding out where the canary in the coal mine is. Because you can see certain things on the surface, but you don't know what's going on underneath. And that's the whole name of the game with the somatic money work, is to get to the underneath place to find out and articulate specifically what's going on there. The last story I wanted to share with you tonight is, this happened a little over a year ago. And I was doing very deep work with a client in, she's in Albuquerque, New Mexico. She's a playwright. And we were probably about halfway through coaching, and I got a call from her, like a very nervous, kind of panicky call from her one day going, oh my God, Dana, I have this thing going on, I really need to talk with you. So I'm like, we had a check-in coming in, so we went ahead and did it. And I got on the phone with her, and what I heard from her was that she had finished producing a fairly large production, a play in New Jersey, and she had been paid half the money up front, provided the production, had gone home, and then she contacted them to have them release the rest of the money. And this was in the form of about $10,000. Like, it was not a small amount of money. And she was in a panic because she said, oh my God, I keep calling them and talking with them, and the department that is supposed to issue the okay for the check is not in alignment in talking with the department that can actually write the check and release it. And so I let her spin out her story and get it out of her system. And we had already done a lot of tracking work and mapping work and looking at family of origin with money. And so I asked her, I said to her, hey, now that we got the story out on the paper, and it's this part of the department, that's part of the, and they're not talking with one another, and you're caught in the middle. And I said, what does this sound like to you? If you can just kind of step back, breathe, and get in your body, and come down off the trigger a little bit, and really take a look at this, what does this remind you of? And she was like, oh, it's that thing we mapped with my mom and my dad. And what we had done in the mapping is we had learned that her father would promise that her parents were divorced. Her father would promise her things and not deliver, and then it would be up to her mother to provide whatever needed to happen. And more often than not, she got caught in the crossfire between the two of them arguing, and she never got what she needed in some of these situations. And so here this was going on again. One department was that could okay the check was not talking with the department that could issue the check, and her money was frozen up between those two departments.
One damn bureaucracy after another.
Exactly. And what we realized is this was the pattern that she had grown up with in her own home that she was used to. So she's like, what should I do? And I'm like, do the practice. And so we walked her through some energy work. We located where it was in her body. Like, she literally could feel in her core, in her lower chakras, exactly where it was triggering. And I helped her get present in those locations in a very deep soul retrieval kind of way. And she shifted energy. And she felt a lot better after we got off the phone. And I had specific instructions. Keep doing that practice. She got off the phone. I got a call 2 days later that one department was finally talking with the other department. They were releasing the check, and within a 24-hour period after the release of that check, they FedExed the check, and she had the check within the week. To me, that was proof that when we go deep and do our work with our money issues and locate them, we can actually transform financial change in our external world. And that's a representation of 4 sacred money elements vibrating in the body in relationship with a transaction, and getting really clear on what was the old relationship and contract with the money, and shifting it and healing it into the new relationship with the contracted money. And for her, it was that I'm taken care of no matter who I'm working with. They talk with one another. They're in alignment. The money's in alignment. The structure is there and the flow is there, and it works. That pretty much concludes for this evening. There's something that I do want to share with you, but I'm going to go ahead and turn off the recording. So let me go ahead and turn off the recording.